At this, juncture, you know, in Elul, we already start feeling Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara tells us in Megillah, it's a psikta, that Ezra Sof already was mitaken that we should read Parshas Kisavo before Rosh Hashanah, and it's connected an idea that which we'll discuss a little bit more tonight. Tichle Shana B'Kloloseha, Tachel Shana B'Choseha, that the old year is ending with all the curses, and the new year is beginning with all the blessings. That's something which, it's a royal isbonin and a little bit of what that means. But then the obvious question is, so why do we read Parshas Nitzavim right before Rosh Hashanah? Right, and the Rambam already in his Hilchos Tefillah, where he goes through the Seder of Leining, he already points out this issue that, that was the Takana. That means once upon a time when they used to finish the Leining once every 3 years, right? So they would read the Tochach of Parshas Kisavo like a maftir. That's the way it was when it was on a 3-year cycle. And we have since, put it on an annual cycle, so we don't have to do it as a maftir. We can do it as the whole Parsha itself. The problem is that it doesn't work out exactly that Kisavo's right before Rosh Hashanah. He says, as Ram writes, Hamina kaposhut b'kol tfusos Yisrael, that we read Parshas Nitzavim right before Rosh Hashanah. So we have to understand, it was supposed to do Kisavo before Rosh Hashanah. Why was it necessary? Why did they see fit when they moved it to the annual cycle to make sure that we still get Nitzavim in far Rosh Hashanah? It's very interesting to note, we have two poles on the calendar. And when you think about it, you should think that Adar and Elul should have a very similar energy, and they don't. Right? But we have Pesach, which is Hachorsachem Rosh Chodashim. It's the beginning of the months, and that's how, in all the way we count, the way it's written in Tanakh, and the way we count in our Shtoros, if we write the month in Lashon HaKodesh, so we're going to call it, Nisan is Hachodesh HaRishon, Iyar is Chodesh HaSheni. That's the way they used to do it until Shemos HaChodashim Olem Min Bavel, until it got changed to Nisan Iyar Sivan, but that came after Golos Bavel. That means throughout, first 1,000 years after Matan Torah, roughly, right? It's Rishon Sheni, Chodesh Rishon Chodesh Sheni, even though the year shifts, in Tishrei, which is forever Chodesh HaShvi. Tishrei is not Chodesh HaRishon. Right, so now we discarded that as we started using the names of the months. But it's something to think about, right? The monthly cycle renews with Nisan. The annual cycle, right, renews with Tishrei. And furthermore, there's an issue of Hanhoga, right? That's as well. These are two forms of reign and control, because Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Chodesh Nisan is Rosh Hashanah L'malchei Yisrael. Right? We count that's also the kingdom. He completed another year of his kingdom with Rosh Chodesh Nisan, whereas on Rosh Hashanah we're Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's our kingdom and there's His kingdom. There's the cycle of the Chodesh and there's the cycle of the Shana. What's the difference between Chodoshim and Shanim? That might be able to give us a little understanding of the difference between Nisan and Tishrei, and also the difference between Adar that leads into Nisan and Elul that leads into Tishrei. He's saying that Adar and Elul are both these months that are at the tail end but lead into the new beginning. Now, in matter of fact, that's part of the V'nahafochu of Adar. The V'nahafochu, so Haman thought it was a bad month for them, because it's the furthest away from Nisan, and Moshe Rabbeinu died, etc. And that's part of the Nafochu, and that's what Rashi says on the famous Gemara, Mishenichnas Ador Marbim B'Simcha, not just because of Purim, because of Purim and Pesach. That you don't look at it as if it's, furthest away from Pesach, rather it's leading you back to Pesach. And that's, a similar situation we find ourselves in Elul, that from the annual cycle is the furthest away, but it leads back into Rosh Hashanah, but the energies are very different, and we understand a little bit why. What is the difference between Chadash and, Chodesh, Miloshen Chadash, right? And Shana, Miloshen what? Shana. Shone. Different. Right? No, right? Now, you might think these two are synonyms, but not really. The right? Hadash and Shone. Right? New and different.
There were no synonyms in Hebrew.
What?
No synonyms.
There. Right, so I'm explaining why they're not. Right, so like in all the sugyas, let's say in Baba Kama, in the ninth parak, tenth parak, parak Merubah, talk about shinu kone, right? So you steal a block of wood, right, and you carve it, irrevocably into a different shape, right? That's a shinui. And so since it's not chozel briyasa, I'm going to talk about that in a second, right? So you're kind of, you could give him money, you don't have to give back the thing itself. There's no din of veheshivis agzeh shagazal. Because the thing is not Kain Shagaza. It was Nishtane. Is it new?
Yeah.
What?
Now.
It's not new. No. If the wood is, 10 years old, 10-year-old, the beam, and it's rotting away, it has a different shape. It's not new. It's different, but it's not new. All right? The Inyan of Chadash. What do we mean? Ein Chadash Tachas HaShemesh. Right? Nothing new under the sun. Well, because really, ever since Sheshes May Bracious, it's the same energies, right? So all these things you call new, it's not really new. We're working with the same energies in different combinations. It's not really new. Technology is not really new, right? It's not like we invented electricity. Electricity always was. Nuclear energy always was. Now, maybe we didn't realize it was there, but it was there since creation itself. So the emergence of all these contraptions, it's shoneh. Oh, it's different. And life today looks very different because we have all these different contraptions, but there's nothing new about it because the koichos, the energies that we're harnessing, were always there. They're just different combinations. Right? So that we confuse the different with the new, and they're really not synonyms because, as he pointed out, in Lashon HaKodesh, every term is dafka. Right? Chadash, that ein chadash tachas hashemesh, that chazal darshin, but lemala min hashemesh, yesh chadash, right above the sun. And what's one of the things that's above the sun? My Rebbe Moshe Shapiro, Zichron of Rach, used to say, the moon, ein chadash tachas hashemesh. Right? But tachas hayarech, there is chadash. And that's, the chodoshin, loshin chadash, right? That we bring in new energies into the world. The world that we live in is basically a world of chol, not a world of kodesh. Now, God himself instituted a certain type of kodesh that he gives us, and that's called Shabbos. Shabbos doesn't need your kiddush to be holy. Shabbos kavah l'nafsha, right? But that's natural kedusha. But the kedushas ha-moadim that we come with Rosh Hashanah, that's new. Right? And if chas v'sholom we'd ever lose the luach, forget it, it's not going to happen. And you're going to have a 3-day yontif this year. Forget it, it's not going to happen, right? But if we, chas v'sholom, ever lose the luach, right, it would ever fall out of use, which the Rambam says, one of the scenarios of how the luach that Hillel II set up could fall out of use, God forbid, he says, we have avtocha, what would happen, is if there'd be no Jews living in Eretz Yisrael. He says, the yishuv in Eretz Yisrael is the living continuation of the Sanhedrin. And he says, if there would be no yidden in Eretz Yisrael, the luach would fall out of use, even if we have the technology of the luach, it would be worthless. Right? So chas v'sholom, he says, we have avtocha, such a thing will never happen, but theoretically, if it would happen, no more Pesach, no more Sukkot, no more Yom Kippur, right? All the things that Kedushas HaMoadim, that are totally in the Chodoshim, in Am Yisrael, being Mekadosh the Chodoshim, that's new, and that's what we bring into the world. And that's why you can understand, what's man's role in the world? God put us in the world, right, to bring newness through, bring new energies in. And that's why you can understand, the very first mitzvah that we got as an Am, as a nation, was Achorosh Zelachem Rosh Chodoshim. Because the real mission of man as being God's representative on earth is to, God created a world, Beteva, with a certain amount of Kedusha Beteva, which is the Kedusha Sashabbos. Man is supposed to bring new energies, not play with the old in different combinations. That's Shinui. Right? We're supposed to bring in new. And that's the end of Kedushas HaChodoshim, Miloshon Chodesh. That's totally in the Yarech, not in the Shemesh, because Ein Chodesh Tachas HaShemesh. And that's the site, Am Yisrael's Moina Lilavana. That's our job. We bring newness to the world, and that's why they hate us so much, right? Because we're ruining the world order, right? Change, of course, society changes all the time. It's in flux, but it's like this, the same old story, just, in different combinations, right? We call it anarchists, you call it Antifa. It's, You know, they have a saying in Ivrit, Oto giveret beshinui aderet. Same lady, she's just wearing a different coat. Oto giveret beshinui aderet. Right? She's wearing a... right? But Am Yisrael, we don't, you know, we're not just recombining things, you know, we bring a different energy into it, new energy that there never was before. But the two tracks actually work together, like especially like the Shitas HaRambam, that's all the one same mitzvah saseh, to be Mekadosh the Chadoshim, and also to be Ma'aber the Shonim. It's all one big mitzvah saseh, because there's something amazing to think about of how these two cycles, you'll have to work together. Right, you say we bring into the world, let's say, the Kedusha of Pesach. Well, we did that already. That happened already in Yetzias Mitzrayim. Ma Chadash, you know, it should be an issue like it should be a getter of Ein Isser Chalal Isser, Ein Shvua Chalal Shvua. We already brought that Kedusha. Like, you can't have Pesach on top of Pesach, right? Right. We already did that already, right? No, because it's a different year, right? The passage of the years, you know, makes a shinui, that there's something different about the world, that now you can bring in Pesach again, and it's not called that it's being piled on top of itself, because things have changed. This was Pesach Tavshin Ayin Zayin. This year, you know, we'll have, you know, Pesach Tavshin Ayin Ches. The years is what changes about the world. That's why you'll never have the same year twice. Think about it. You'll have the same date on the month twice. You know, every year you'll have the same dates of the month. It's never the same year twice. You know, think about it. It's true. There's no annual cycle. Because that's what's shonet, that's what changes. Of course, from the same root of the word is yashan. That's what gets old about the world. Because something aging, it's actually changing. It's not holding its position. So like we said, you know, we need the two cycles together, because otherwise we would have been done, all of our avodah would have been done in 1 year. Right, but since things are changing year in and year out, things are in flux, so we could bring newness to this new year, this different world that's shoneh from last year, and that's why we could do Pesach again, and we could do Shavuos again, and Sukkos again. It's not called that we're piling the same thing on top of itself. So now we understand the avod of the Adam, Hachor Shezet Lochem Rosh Chodashim, and that's why Am Yisrael, our kings, our malchus, our koach that we bring Chodesh, we count, you know, that Rosh Chodesh Nisan is Rosh Hashanah l'malche Yisrael, right? All right. But then we come Rosh Hashanah, right? When things are changing, that's out of our control already. That's out of our control. That's what's, you know, that's what's changed. That's like the ground, you know, beneath our feet is giving way, right? The ground that you were standing on. No, God makes a contract with the world only 1 year at a time, right? So what you've been standing on, that has expired. That's shifting. That's changing, right? And that's out of our hands. How things, you know, inevitably change, you know, age, also go shoneh, yashan, and decompose. That's out of our hands. The way to get past it is to be mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? You stick with Him, right? Because He's what's ever present. You know, the world is going to change, and everything that you knew to be true, you know, until this point, that all expires. Come the end of Elul, Choftes Elul at night, it's all over. The whole world that you knew has passed. Everything's about to change. That's called Rosh Hashanah, the beginning of the change, of the new year. The Eitzah to survive, the Shinui, you know, what you know, to the uncertain future, it's be Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? Stick with Him, because He's ever present. And if you stick with Him, you have nothing to worry about, right? If you don't stick with Him, and you're just depending on what was granted last Rosh Hashanah, that's about to expire. And so the ground beneath your feet is crumbling. You're going to lose it, right? The only way to you could be assured that you're going to make the transition, you're going to survive the transition, right, is by clinging to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, be Mamlech Him. I'm part of His malchus, and He is internal. He's above. Ani Hashem lo shanisi. V'atim rega, I'm Hashem, I don't change. Stick with Him, and you'll survive all the changes. And that's the secret, that we have to read Parshas Nitzavim, right before Rosh Hashanah. Atem Nitzavim, anyone who's sensitive to what's happening is going to watch the whole world that he knew change and shift, crumble beneath him. Right? Atem Nitzavim Hayom Kohar, you want to feel yatziv, stable, that you're going to make it past this transition. It's going to be like a universe quake. Everything's going to shift. Now you want, how are you going to be sure that you're going to survive? Where's your yitzivut? Your being stable coming from if you're lifting Hashem Elokeichem. And that's so, as much as we read Parshas Kisavo to remind us that the universe is in flux, right? Tich leshona v'klalsa, universe in flux, letov, vilara. And that's, by the way, what the Goyin says in his Bir HaTfila, you know, the bracha of Parnassa is where? The bracha of Parnassa is in Shmona Esrei? Mevorach HaShanim. It should be Mevorach HaKesef. Right? That's all we need. Bless the ears. Right? And you say it every single day, three times a day. It's not like you don't say it once a year by Rosh Hashanah. So the Goyin says, Shonim, what we're saying, Shonim, Miloshin Shinui. You think that's why you have to constantly daven for parnosa, because the money you have today, you think you're holding on to it. It's going to be mishtaneh. Things are going to change, right? The market's going to change, you know, ups and downs, you know, the circumstances that you're depending on for your parnosa, they're not stable. They're mishtaneh. That's why you daven that things are going to change, but mevorach shem should be a blessed change. If they're going to change, let there be mishtaneh l'toiva. Right, and that's what we read Parshas Kisavo to, you know, remind us things change, for better and for worse. Right, and we're getting ourselves that, hoping that the shinu won't be l'tov, be tich l'shana v'klalseh, tach l'shana v'birchoseh. But where does the security come from? The security comes from atem nitzom ayon kuchem lifnei Hashem Elokeichem. We get our security by depending, right, and only relying on HaKadosh Baruch Hu for everything that we need. How are we doing for time? What?
It's time.
Okay. Ron Shahel, right? That, you know, just end off with just one half quick thought. That's the pshat in a very cryptic Gemara in Yuma, that it says that imu chataechem kashonim kashel yabinu, right? The poshut pshat and the pasuk is your sins are like shonim red, right? So kashel yabinu. So says the Gemara. Your sins will be like the years that have already been set up ever since Sheshes Mei Breishis. The pshat is like this, you know, to understand, right? You know, we change the world, you know, with our free will. We could do the right thing, we could do the wrong thing. It's all totally in our bechira. And our Bechira, you know, seemingly makes all the differences, makes a shinui, makes all the difference in the world. But here's another thing they have to realize. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't create it, it wouldn't be possible. Right? So any thing that you could choose between are options that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created and made possible. If you wouldn't make it possible, you wouldn't be able to do it. Which means that the Avera is a possibility that God himself created, except that it's not a possibility that had to be actualized. Right, it could have just been potential, right? And our Bechira brought it from potential to actual, right? So when we do tshuva, right, and we disassociate from that choice, so how do you explain the chet that happened? Right, you disassociated, so what? Right, you disassociated. How do you explain the chet that happened? Right, it's still part of history. No, it's Shonim Elosh, it's Dur, Subos, Feshur, Gracious, the Ribor Shalom, at the time of creation, encoded in the Bria certain possibilities for changes to take place, certain possibilities that the Bechira actualizes. As it were, the Chet, HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes it upon himself. You know, since you disassociated from the choice, but how do you explain that it still happened? What does disassociate have? Does it disappear? Well, no, it will now be considered like Hashonim Alolu, Shezdur, supposed to be praise. I myself encoded in the Bria that there has to be flux and shift, right? So as it were, it's on me. It will be considered as a possibility that I created. It's not on you anymore, since the aspect that made it on you was the choice, and you disassociated choice. It's on me, like Sharmel Shistur Savos Mishesh Mei Bereshis.